What's the line that you draw that you will instantly block or unfollow somebody? Aside from politics, forget about politics. What does somebody have to do or post or say to you that gets them an instant block or an instant unfollow?
I got one the other day where a person asked me for a loan.
Like a legit person you knew? Or
yeah. Sent me a message and said, I'm really on hard times. Felt bad.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't give money out.
You don't even give money to your kids.
Yeah, I'm very cheap.
Very cheap.
So that got a block. But I block people because super politics. You know, I just can't.
Aside from politics, everybody blocks everybody from politics. So let's say anything else other than politics gets somebody a block, a hide,
a bad joke sometimes if the joke hits me. I don't know. I mean, I really don't block that many people because I think it's different because I'm on Facebook. So I see one person on Facebook and I don't see him again for 3-4 months. That's just the way Facebook is.
Right.
They bury people. So I kind of forget to follow. Well, one girl is always sick, always in the hospital. So I see that and I go, oh, God, not again. Would you just die?
Jesus, Anthony.
You're always in the hospital. Come on. So
you should unfollow her. That's a good person to unfollow. Okay, somebody who's like always sick and always talking about like this person's sick, that person's sick, they died, she died, we died, you died. Yeah.
Right. So I still haven't unfollowed her yet, but yeah, she put up a post today. I'm sick again and blah, blah, blah. Next.
Yeah, unfollow.
Unfollow. Yeah. Yeah. How about you?
Dead pets. Yeah. I'm sorry your cat or dog died, but here's what's amazing about it. It's one thing if you have a regular narrative and then you just put one post like, oh, bad news, guys, you know, Fluffy went to dog heaven today. That's fine. But I have people that I follow on various social media sites that celebrate the anniversary of the pet's death. They're constantly posting photos. Oh, I remember this. I remember that. Or here, I put a montage together. Fluffy that died 6 years ago. Right. You know, unfollow, block. I'm sorry. I am not here to memorialize your dead pet. I can't handle dead animals to begin with. Like, I don't want to hear stories about dead animals. There was something today that I caught that I can't stop thinking about. It's really upsetting me. I don't want anything to do. I don't want to know that animals die ever. I want to live in a world that animals never die. So I understand that sometimes you post something because a pet has passed. So in the moment, I understand. I would never do that. I would never share that with strangers. It's none of their business. That's like my private grief. But fine. If you want to share it, that's great. It's the people that go on about it. You know, this one girl, it's like, get a new dog already. She's still talking about this one dog. And I had to listen. This is when I decided to block her and unfollow her. She went back over the dog's lifespan and the dog's health issues deteriorating over time. And it's like, well, we know what happened. The dog died because you haven't stopped talking about it. Unfollow.
I think it depends on how good a friend I am to the person, because Mrs. J.
Yeah.
Posts all the time about her dead dog. Been dead 5 years. I always see something about the dead dog, but it's Mrs. J. I might miss comedy gold if I unfollow her.
It's true. I feel like the J's get a pass. J and Mrs. J get a pass, and little J. They all get a pass because they're a whole other breed of person. Like this one woman. She had two dogs. One died and the second one is there. And she's like, every day we miss Fluffy. I need to get on with my life and not think about your dead dog every time I wake up in the morning and check what you're doing on Instagram. Sorry.
I don't want to know about your grief. Blocked is a new level.
No, I blocked this one woman. That's like, and I told you to block her because I didn't realize she was nuts. Right. Yeah. I don't want someone like that following us.
Okay. So I can just imagine you're blocked. List being 4 pages long.
It's very long.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard from Cooper? I think she died. I went on Facebook. I couldn't find her. I there's not that many Cooper Lawrences, and it didn't even come up.
She had some stuff to say about you, and I was like, let me get her name so I can tell Anthony to block her too. Mm. And I went to my block list, and I was like, oh, this is a long one. She's on here somewhere. It's not in the order that you block them. So I had to look through and like find her. It took me a while.
Like the first blocked person, and then it just puts them up there randomly.
No, I thought it would be, but it wasn't. So I found her, and I sent her to you, and I said, block this bitch.
Right, and I did. So I think I have like two. Because I'll unfollow you. I'm not going to block you. I think that's rude as hell.
I wanted to be rude as hell.
Okay. Well,
yeah, some people deserve consequences to their actions. And you know what? Here's the thing. It's just social media. What do you care if I block you? What do you care? I'm not in your life. I don't know you. I'm a stranger. What do you care what I think?
Yeah, but you're totally dead to him. Yeah. Totally dead. You don't even exist. You can't be found on Google. Google doesn't even know you anymore because you blocked them. On their computer, you don't exist. And you're fine with that.
But I'm a stranger to them in real life also. So what's the difference? Why should I know you on social media if I don't know you in real life?
Right. Yeah, I don't think I've ever blocked. Except for I have one or two that I've known.
You have some blocks. Yeah.
Yeah. Just because, and it's the political thing. It's nothing other than the political thing and ex-girlfriends that I don't want to define me.
But that's because you're a guy. You've got ex-girlfriends and political stuff. When you're a woman, I don't care what you look like. If you just have a vagina, there's going to be some guy macking on you or trying to slide into your DMs and you're going to have to block them. You can't just. I have a couple that I've restricted because I realize that if I block them, it's aggressive and then they might, who knows what they'll do. So restricting is like, they don't know about it. They think they're still messaging me and they're like, I never hear from her.
Yeah. We had a Howard Stern whackpacker tracking you down.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And at first you were like, hee hee, that's cute. That he said, right. Then it got to next level.
Yeah, so then it got then weird.
You had to block him, and I think you're dead to him now.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that was weird.
For like a week, it started off real nice. Hey, yeah. Cooper, love the show.
Right.
Hey, Cooper, I want to eat your head. I mean, it went like that in a week, and I'm going to kill you and weigh your skin. Oh, block.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. It did get very weird very fast. And it's so funny because next time we have Robin Quivers on the show, remind me to tell her about that because I think she'll think it's maybe funny. I don't know.
No, I mean, she won't be surprised. I mean, nobody would be surprised if I said who the guy's name is.
Right.
Then I just said guy. So guy's name that was tracking you down.
She probably has him blocked too.
Oh, I guarantee it. A lot of people have him blocked. I have him blocked just because there's some way he'll get in touch with me to get in touch with you. So
that
yeah,
guy at this point, him. Yeah, at this point, this guy gets on social media. He's like, gee, nobody's here.
Everybody's gone. There's like three people in the world. They're all whackpackers.
There's like nobody's on Instagram. No one's on TikTok. No one's anywhere. What happened to social media?